I Suck at Dating with Dean Ungler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this 20th of February episode. I'm Dean Ungler, joined in studio by our lovely Erica and Easton. No Mark today.
No, my mic wasn't even on. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, daddy's away, so, you know, the
kids will play.
When dad's away, the kids will play. No dad or Amy today, which is just the rarest. It's like the it's like an alignment in the solar system or something that you only see once every 85 years.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are. We're also joined in studio with a bunch of special guests, a bunch of good friends of mine that we all met, I mean, on a silly TV show a couple months ago.
The Love Cult.
You better be watching it because it's hilarious. We're two episodes in. We have another episode airing tonight and only one more to go on Thursday. Courtney, Kevin, and Leslie Murphy are all in studio with me today. Everyone say hi.
Hey, how
are you going?
All right, so a quick rundown. You guys, if you've been watching the show, you probably already know most of them, but Courtney from Bachelorette Australia, Kevin from Bachelorette Canada, Leslie from Bachelor Sean Lowe season, USA. Yeah, so let's go one by one and kind of, I'd love for you guys to be able to like introduce yourselves. Again, they've probably already seen the show, so they're familiar with it at least a little bit, but Courtney, if you want to start, we'd love to hear a little bit more about you.
Where do I start? What an intro. Thank you, Dean. You've probably seen the show, and I'm sure you know a little bit about me. You saw that I kissed Lily, right?
We sure did.
Yeah.
We sure did.
Yeah, maybe, that was maybe exciting, wasn't it?
It could be good for the listeners to know what you physically look like if they haven't seen the show. So Courtney is about 6'7", pure, perfect teeth, just sparkling white teeth.
Dean's just describing
the biggest,
himself.
Most beautiful brown eyes I've ever seen.
Your eyes are blue. Thank you, sir.
Kiss Lily in the first episode.
Yeah, kiss Lily in the first episode. You'll have to wait and see how that ends, because it does brutally. I end up hooking up with another chick. Bloody great TV. Stay tuned.
I'm so excited. By the way, this is so good.
And then at the end of it, I fall in love.
During all of this?
Well, you come in soon if you let me finish, Kevin. Stop interrupting my time. This is my 15 minutes of fame. But I do end up hooking up with Kevin at the end, who hooks up with everyone on the show. So great TV. Tune in.
Great TV.
I don't know. More about myself. I have a kids medical wristband company, and I'm giving medical wristbands away to kids for free in America.
Oh, nice. You did branch it out into the US?
Yeah. So I've got the website, the US version, built before I came over.
Plug the website real quick.
It's freemedicalwristbands.com.
Couldn't be any easier than that.
So if your kids have asthma, allergies, anaphylaxis, epilepsy, or diabetes, it's just instant notification in childcare. So.
Perfect. And maybe share like a quick, what made you want to start that?
I worked in childcare for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So as a childcare worker, it was bloody difficult to identify. You know, you look after 40 kids on an oval. They're all wearing school uniforms. They all look the same. And it's hard to identify conditions, and they are growing rapidly. So for me, it was about just that immediate identification. And a kid comes to you huffing and puffing, and you sit there and go, oh, well, just, you know, sit down for 5 minutes. Here's a glass of water. Little do you know that it's the early signs of maybe an anaphylactic reaction or an allergic reaction or an asthma attack. And so these wristbands really just show exactly what's happening, so you can take those first care steps, I suppose, to avoiding sometimes a tragic situation.
And I see you wearing wristbands. What wristbands?
Yeah. I rock them all the time. Just a little bit of self-promotion, really.
Do you have asthma and allergies?
I've got asthma.
Yeah.
Don't have any allergies.
So you just wear that one for style?
Yeah. It's just pure fashion. I like the color.
Which is a testament to how good they look.
Yeah.
Because not only are they identifying a condition that a child might have, but they also look cool.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. And I'll get you one.
Thanks.
You got any conditions?
I haven't got lots of conditions.
Yeah, I know.
Can you get like a purple anxiety bracelet? Because I'll just take that one.
Purple's epilepsy.
Okay.
But I can create you a custom wristband that just says, I suck at dating.
Hey, with
with your face on
blue.
It.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, there you go. There's Courtney. Kevin, how about yourself?
What do you want to know, Dean?
I would love to know just everything. How would Bachelor Nation know you? We know you're from Bachelor Canada. I know we don't want to get too deep into it, and because your stories are kind of already shared on the show, but
right.
Just kind of like a brief rundown. You're a firefighter in Canada.
Yeah, I was in the military in my 20s. I was a Navy scuba diver for a bunch of years at WES. I got out of the military, became a firefighter pretty quick, kind of settled into just a simple life, man. I like to just go to the gym, go to work. You know, spend time with my family. I'm a pretty simple dude. So when the whole Bachelorette thing came up, it was pretty outside of my comfort zone. It was just kind of a jump in. Don't tell anybody where you're going. I'm sure you did the similar thing. You just go on your own and see what happens.
And how did you get on the show? How were you like nominated?
My sister-in-law was actually watching Ben Higgins' finale, and she texted me and said, "How are you not on one of these f***ing shows?" And I was like, "What show are you talking about?"
Beep.
Beep. Beep. We'll beep that
like,
out.
And then I guess I said, "I don't know. I never thought of it." She happened to Google it, and they were fully cast for Bachelorette Canada already. So she wrote an email saying, "My brother-in-law would be great for your next season." So then they wrote me and said, "Send me some stuff." And then 17 days later, we went and filmed.
Well, my question to you is,
so they bumped somebody for me 2 weeks before.
So we've seen crossovers from Canada come on the U.S. version. What stopped you from coming on the U.S. version?
So Daniel was on our season.
Yeah. Oh, of your season.
He had
Canada,
to turn
actually.
Ours down to go on.
Oh.
Rachel?
But
was it Rachel?
JoJo's,
yes.
So why would they pick Daniel over you to come on?
I didn't
US?
Apply for this was well before me.
Okay.
Daniel applied for ours, got onto ours, and then somehow when JoJo's season reached out and said he was on, he got rid of ours and came to you guys.
Gotcha. I met Daniel. He's an interesting guy.
He's very interesting, yeah. I met him a couple times.
Okay, so at this point, we're 2 episodes into Winter Games.
Yep.
We see your first date with Bibiana.
Yeah. And see a bit of it. Just a little bit of it. Yeah.
We see enough, though.
Yeah, we kiss a lot.
We see the highlights.
What's funny about this, and we've talked about it
she's
quite a bit.
She's passionate, man.
She is.
She's very passionate. She is?
Yeah. We've talked about this quite a bit amongst ourselves, but you don't really see much of the dates. It's funny because we work so hard in these competitions to win, to get the date, and then they show the date for maybe 90 seconds on TV.
Yeah.
So it's like they showed you and Bibby's date. They showed you making out at the end.
Yeah.
And at this point, I think they've shown you and Bibby kind of like ending things amongst yourselves. But even that, as that was like a couple hours, if not a couple days, and then they kind of make it like seem 10 seconds long, you know?
Yeah, and there was a part of our date. Don't know if I'm going to get in trouble, but we went on like a little dance part of our date. It was pretty cool, like a town hall, country dancing. And it wasn't on the episode.
Yeah.
And Bibby was pretty excited about that because she twerked a little bit.
Oh,
wow.
It kind of blew them away a little bit. Yeah. All these country, yeah, a lot of plaid, a lot of cowboy boots. Yeah, they were looking at Bibby. Bibby was the hot commodity in there.
It's a PG show, though.
You guys
right?
never saw it.
Probably got a little bit too.
It's not PG.
Bibby took it to that next level.
Yeah, we won't talk about it. Gotcha. And so now things with you and Ashley are going well for the viewers as they're watching the show unfold.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going well. We'll see. See how the next two go.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. Yeah, it is. It is good. I'm excited.
Have we seen Ashley cry at this point? Or like, have you seen Ashley cry, I guess? Because you've been breaking hearts left and right.
So I haven't seen it. I saw Ashley cry on episode one, uh-huh. and I had no idea that she was crying when I was leaving on my date with uh-huh. Bibby. She was crying to you and Ben, I think, at the dining room table.
Yeah.
And I had zero... Yeah, and I had zero clue she was crying to Ben's shoulder. I'm getting friend-zoned again.
Yeah, you friend-zoned her big time.
But I don't remember. I didn't see that. Well, I had no idea. I was that naive person just... High five and everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
going on a date.
Going on a date. See you, Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Kevin. And last but very not least, we have Leslie Murphy, who is from Sean Lowe's season of The Bachelor. She came in 5th place. That's all I'm going to say about her because I might have a biased opinion. So, Leslie, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, guys. I'm Leslie. I am 5'7", and I have brown eyes, and I'm 30 years old. And that's what I look like off camera, but I'm sure hopefully you've seen some episodes of Bachelor Winter Games so far, and you may recognize me from a few years ago on Sean Lowe's season, and I hold a world record, which is my claim to fame, longest on-screen
Stop.
Kiss.
Woo! Oh, wow.
Wait, you still hold it? Like no one's done it?
I don't know. I think, okay. I swear, and I was going to ask you, Courtney,
yes.
because I think Please. Bachelor Australia set out to beat record. That record. A few years ago, or at least that's what I heard
really?
On Twitter. Yeah, I need to look into that because if I don't hold that.
Is there a record for longest on podcast kiss? Because that could be broken today.
Whoa.
That could be broken today, I feel.
Kevin,
I feel.
I thought you'd never ask. We're going to need 5 minutes of silence, and then just going to be slopping of mouths for the next. I don't want that.
Yeah, I'll double check those facts for you. But Australians hold most world records, so it wouldn't surprise
that's
me.
Not
if
true
we held
at all.
That.
That's the
yeah.
worst
yeah.
thing you've ever seen.
Well, hold on. You sure? Name one thing Canada's good at.
Everything.
Whoa. A little broad.
There's a lot more Canadian listeners than
like
Australian listeners right now, so good luck with
talking,
that one.
If we're talking Bachelor Winter Games, the yeah. Australians are way low on
the Everyone's seen the show. They understand that I've won everything so far. And ladies and gentlemen, I continue to win everything. So stay tuned for more gold medals for Australia.
That's amazing. Okay, so back to Leslie. So Leslie was from Sean Lowe's season. You were great friends with Catherine.
I was.
And I know you talked about this at great lengths with other people on other podcasts before, but they got married and you were a bridesmaid in their wedding, right?
Yeah. A little weird.
How was that?
A little weird. for, I think, most people involved except for Catherine, because she just, I don't know, she does a really good job of separating their relationship and our relationship. But for me, you know, this was, I guess, technically my ex-boyfriend, and then I was in his wedding.
Wait, you were a bridesmaid at the bachelor's wedding?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
At my bachelor's wedding.
I did not know that.
You want to know what would be funny? Since you and Sean set the record for world's longest kiss, if they reset the record during
their wedding ceremony.
At their wedding ceremony.
You may kiss the bride for 15 minutes later. Everyone else is like,
ugh. Time to go. She was like, no, I'll give you this one.
Yeah.
What are good friends?
That's amazing. Wow. And I don't know if anyone else has seen this. I know that there were like certain teasers for it, but Courtney, on his time of Bachelorette Australia, the way, because you made it to hometowns, you were the fourth place finisher for your season, right?
Yeah.
And you were pretty brutal. I was
honest.
Joked around a little bit about this.
Brutal,
you're like,
honestly.
Do I love you now? No. Can I see myself loving you in 2 weeks? I don't know.
Probably not. Definitely not.
Most definitely not.
I'm tapping out. I mean, look, it's one of those things. I mean, I set out on the show just to be 100% myself and be honest and not say or do anything I wouldn't do or say in the real world, just because I was on a television show. And I made that very clear to her. And I mean, look, we had a good connection. And I feel like we had probably the strongest connection out of the four guys who were left. And it was a shame that she was so adamant at standing there at the end and saying the I love yous. And you guys know how much time you get with each other on these shows. And I'd never watched the show before, never spoken to any ex-contestants or anything, didn't realize how little time you spent with her or him.
I proposed on mine.
Yeah, that's a little weird. again, in Canada. I think just being there being there for 2 months and only having, you know, 3 dates, including my hometown, with her. And I don't know if Australia is different, but you have a lot of separation time, even though you are on single dates.
Yeah.
And so for me, it just wasn't enough to say I love you. And some of the other boys were, and they were saying those things. And I don't know if it was they were saying those things to stay there longer. But I was like, I like you, and I'm keen to see where this goes. I want to spend more time with you. Let's get to the end and say we like each other, and then go in the real world and transform that like into love. And look, I'm sure if you meet the right person, and there is such thing as love at first sight and whatnot, but it didn't happen for me.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, I said I love you during my hometown date, and I wanted to say it 2 weeks earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
But you're
so
just weird.
Sweet.
So there's also a time where it was just, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I think it works for some people, but I feel like that bachelor bubble is so easy to get caught up in, which is impressive for Courtney and Leslie. Because you're spending, you know, you don't have your, I don't know if you guys have your phones.
No,
with you.
Nothing.
No phones.
Completely cut off.
You basically are just spending all day, every day for 2 months talking about how great this person is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, cow, like I really have real feelings for it. So like the brutal honesty that you guys were able to, I guess, maintain is impressive. But I want to pass it over to Erica, because Erica is the biggest Bachelor fan.
Hey, Erica.
Probably that I've ever met.
One day Dean just like realized like, oh no, this girl watches. Like I remember back to the first Bachelorette, I was probably like 10. I'm only 24 now, so I don't know. I was young. How is it different coming into like the Bachelor Nation world in the U.S. versus Australia or Canada?
You want to go first?
Well, I feel like me and you differ a little bit, because it's like Bachelor U.S. is huge in Canada. Like I think our ratings in Canada are minor compared to what like Canadians watch the American one.
Okay.
And we don't even air the American version in Australia.
Yeah.
We don't.
It's because the reception actually doesn't make it because we're so far away. Yeah, we don't get the signal, so.
So, I mean, it's a little surreal because I've explained this a few times. Showing up on the first day, I recognized half of the cast.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, I'd watched Dean on Rachel's season. I'd watched Eric on Rachel's. I think I started watching Nick's season because that was the one after mine. So, I'd watched everyone since. So, I recognized Dean. I recognized a few of the girls. I didn't know Leslie. I didn't know Claire. I didn't know Ashley very well. I just knew their faces.
Okay.
So it's pretty overwhelming when you go in. Like, I knew who Ben Higgins was. Like, I knew he was the Bachelor.
Yeah,
and everyone knows who Ben Higgins is.
Everyone knows Ben
and
Higgins.
And he's so damn tall and handsome. You just can't not notice him. But it was fun because we were all unknowns. So it was fun to be in the house with all these guys because nobody knew us. And, yeah, that was the most fun.
Yeah, like, did you guys going in, you're like, who the heck are these people?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm pointing at Dean.
I was Googleable before, though, I found out. Like, you guys, because...
tweeted you out?
Yeah, he tweeted me out about a month before we filmed. Me and Jordan, the guy from New Zealand, tweeted our pictures out.
Okay.
Because Ashley told me she was like, she knew everything about me when she showed up on the first day.
It's pretty intimidating, too, because you meet like a bunch of these other people from other countries. And like Courtney's tall, Kevin's like super buff. And like all you can really do is be intimidated by these guys who you don't know anything about, but you just know that they've been on the show in other countries, you know? So it's like the first night you walk into the mansion, for me, I was like, holy cow, like I'm terrified. Like all these guys are, you know, professionals in their careers and they're all like athletic and they're all handsome. And it's like the more you get to know them, like the more you understand them for their quirks and like their, I guess, what makes them them.
Like they're not all just like supermodels.
Exactly. So yeah. And it just takes a little bit of time. And with the international component as well, like,
they had accents.
Right. So,
which makes them more attractive.
So whenever you travel, like I traveled through Eastern Europe for a month last year with my roommate and we met like a lot of Australians and all of them were like the coolest people I ever met. So I'm like, all right, Courtney's going to be a heartthrob. Like he's going to be the coolest guy here because everyone loves the Australians.
And you met me. And you're like,
oh. Yeah, yeah. And then I met him the next day. I was like, oh, okay. Not a threat. What's funny about the first episode is I know that you and Lily hit it off early, but I didn't know you guys shared a kiss that first or second
Yeah,
night.
I didn't yeah. know.
Well, look, I think... sort of going back to the way I held myself in The Bachelorette, and we are in this environment where everything is filmed 24/7.
Right.
And I feel like me and Lily did have this really solid connection, and more solid than the connection I had with The Bachelorette in Australia, which kind of blew me away. And I really didn't expect to meet someone like her in this situation. And so for me, it was kind of about trying to remove ourselves from the whole environment so that she knew that the way I felt about her with the first kiss or whatever wasn't just for cameras and wasn't because we were in the spa and there was two cameras there and there's guys on booms and they're kind of sitting there clapping going, hey, get their clothes together. And it wasn't like a set-up environment. So I actually walked around the house and tried to find the quietest area where there was no cameras. So when I felt like the time was right to kiss her, I was going to take her there, which is what I did. Mm-hmm. So she knew it was genuine.
Can you give us a little excerpt of where...
It was at the top of the stairs outside the women's dorm room. Doorway, I thought to myself, if things are going to go to the next level, the bedroom's right there. So it's kind of a strategic move.
But you didn't even go in for the kiss. You went in for a handshake, as a gentleman does.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then she went in for the kiss.
Maybe that's what you see.
Oh.
You whisper something.
Because I think when we first got up to the top of the stairs, I did notice there was one of those domey cameras, but it was facing the other way. And then we were kissing for a little bit. And then I remember we'd stop and we'd talk again. And then we'd sort of kiss again. And then... Yeah, one time I looked up, it was facing right at us.
Well, so. It was very endearing. It was super cute.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
From the heterosexual male. And,
I would agree with that.
It's funny, too, because you see those little dome cameras around. There's probably, like 20 of them spattered throughout the house.
Yeah.
And there's always so much going on that you never think that those little dome cameras are going to pick up what you're doing. Mm. But there's all, and you're like, who's watching me right now? Like, no one's watching me. But then there always is someone that's watching you.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, you can try and get away, like you said you did. And it's like, it's definitely reassuring when there aren't camera men or camera people holding cameras in front of your faces, so I can see what
is that
do.
How they get you? Like that's how they catch you actually doing things.
There's always somebody watching.
Yeah, like shouldn't you know that? Yeah. Okay, Leslie. Also, question for you: what made you decide to come back to like Bachelor World?
Great question.
Good question. It was when I heard there was going to be an international cast. I was pretty sold on that, and the fact that it was a brand new show.
Yeah.
No real stigma around it. And we were doing winter games. And I love that. And I don't know. I didn't really have to think about it too much.
Have you been asked to go on other spinoffs before? Have you been asked?
I have. I got asked to do Paradise a couple times. And it was kind of a no-brainer.
Waiting for the right moment, I guess.
It's a hard pass. Yeah. I just wasn't for me. I don't know. But I'm glad I turned that down for Bachelor Winter Games.
Yeah,
it was a nice hiatus, but I'm back.
Yeah, it was a couple of years. When was Sean's season?
It was 5 years.
Just a couple.
It was 5 years.
A couple.
Oh my God.
That
means I was watching you my freshman year of not my freshman year of college, but somewhere around there.
No.
So yeah. My roommates and I cheered for you. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, going back to that, didn't you want Ari as your bachelor?
Yeah.
Isn't that what I heard?
5 years ago.
Fun fact.
Wait.
Yeah, because I went on right after Sean and Ari's season with Emily Maynard.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of between the two of them, I remember, and I wanted Ari, and it ended up being Sean. And here we are, and it's Ari's season currently filming and airing. And
did you ever consider going back on for Ari?
No, that's a whole different beast. I've been there, done that. And so this was definitely better than that. In a different format, and there wasn't one lead. There's a lot of different guys to kind of can choose from, get to know.
A lot of different people to try and date, especially the international ones, which is why she was so excited to go on.
Can you go on more than one bachelorette or bachelor season in America? It's uncommon.
It happens.
But it happens.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, Nick was on two.
Becatilli.
Becatilli was on two. Nick was on two.
Really?
Nick was the runner-up on two. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us about your fitness as you got really ready for the Winter Games?
Have you guys ever heard of Beachbody?
What do you mean, Dean? Please tell me more about Beachbody.
Well, it sounds like Courtney's really the only one that doesn't know about Beachbody in here. But I can tell Kevin knows a lot about it because this guy is next level jacked over here.
Oh, wow. Next level.
Next level.
I'm going to pass this over to Courtney, who has just been raving about Beachbody nonstop Beachbody since he walked in the studio today.
Yeah, well, you'll see on Winter Games how athletic I am, or not. But this year, I'm really going to amp up my workouts. Thank you to Beachbody On Demand.
Mm-hmm. That's Beachbody On Demand.
Yeah, yeah. It's online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective, world-class workouts personalized to meet your needs. It also includes extensive nutritional content, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Fantastic. Beachbody On Demand is convenient and accessible on your computer, smart TV, tablet, or smartphone. You don't have to go to a gym or schedule a class because everything is right here on your own device. In the palm of your hands to click away. And for those of us who need help in the kitchen, Beachbody On Demand even has help with nutrition. You can try this amazing program, all 600 workouts and nutritional information for free. That's right, free. Please, plus your annual subscription is cheaper than a gym membership. Right now, my listeners get a free trial membership when you text Dean to 303030. You get full access to this entire platform for free. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said free. All the workouts and nutrition information free. Just text Dean to 303030.
I think what he said was text Dean, D-E-A-N, to 303030, and you'll get a lot of free stuff from Beachbody On Demand. Like the best thing about Beachbody On Demand is I suck at going to the gym. I always go to bed at night telling myself I'm going to go to the gym first thing in the morning. That rarely ever happens. So what's nice about Beachbody On Demand, you can bust it out whenever you want. You can open up a TV and turn on the app and start sweating. I'm not much of a sweater myself, but it's always nice to have some guided workouts. Again, Courtney, Leslie, and Kevin are all in great shape, and I'm just doing my best to catch up with them. So Beachbody On Demand is my way of doing that. Text Dean to 303030, and you'll get full access to the entire platform for free.
And there's that's lots exciting. Of that sounds exciting.
Sweet.
But again, that's Beachbody. Text Dean to 303030. Okay. So, obviously, we all go on this show because we want to meet someone. More often than not, it doesn't work out. You know, I think there's, 25 to 30 people per season. Of course, there's only one winner. Some people go to Paradise. Some people go to Winter Games and meet people there. But I would say majority of the people don't really end up with anyone, which is sad. Of course, you know, you have other avenues.
Everyone in Bachelor Nation ends up, married to each other.
It's very incestuous.
Yeah, at this point.
But aside from, being nominated and all that kind of stuff, for the listeners, do you guys have any advice on kind of what makes relationships successful for you guys? Because, again, we're not going to tease it, but from what we've seen so far, Courtney and Lily are doing really well. Kevin and Ashley are doing well. Dean and Leslie are doing okay.
What?
I guess, Courtney, what makes your and Lily's relationship work so well? Kevin, same question.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was just meeting someone who I had obviously an instant attraction to because she's beautiful, but on a personality level. I mean, she is just herself. She wears a heart on her sleeve. She's so honest. There's no filter. She's hilarious, and she's so easy to just get along with and have a chat to, and she gets along well with everyone. But, yeah, I think just we are on such a similar level, and in a situation like this, you know, I think it's easy to get carried away and perhaps be like a heightened version of yourself or be on in certain times and whatever, and she is just herself 24/7. She's just Lily, and she's funny. You know, she makes me laugh, and I don't know. We just share the same values, I suppose, and interests, and we're both free spirits. You know, she's moved and lived all over the world, and I've done the same, and we have a lot in common. So I don't know. I think there was too many boxes that were ticked straight away.
Yeah,
yeah.
And for the listeners that don't know this, Courtney was actually slotted to be on Bachelor in Paradise. Erica might find that interesting.
Oh my god!
We were supposed to meet him in Mexico.
Well, then wow.
It just
that would have been so out of nowhere.
It was a
too.
Different season. Things kind of unfolded that weren't planned, and things got cut, and all that kind of stuff. Abbreviated timeline. But
right. Okay.
Yeah. I had a crush on Corinne, and they were like, "If you're coming over, which girl would you like to hook up with?" And I said, "Well, Corinne." And so they called me and said, "She's taken." I was like, "Bummer."
Yeah, that didn't work out for you then.
Did you come into Winter Games expecting to meet someone like Lily that fast?
No.
No way.
Well, what were kind of your expectations? I mean, obviously, we saw the preview, International Women, Winter Games, all kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. I mean, well, like Leslie said before, you know, this concept ticked so many boxes. And I think for me, Bachelorette Australia was an amazing experience. Absolutely loved it. And I sort of felt after that, the time I'd spent with her wasn't enough for me to fall in love. And so I was a little bit skeptical that in this situation, was there going to be enough time to fall in love? And then I know the producers were like, you live in the same house together, like 24/7, you're in the same place. And so it was like in one day, I spent more time with Lily than I did in 2 months with The Bachelorette in Australia. So I think, again, you know, international women, I mean, adventure sports, you know, there was a lot of boxes ticked. So again, though, I was skeptical. I didn't think that I would be able to fall for someone that quickly. I never have before. So again, I haven't, never met someone like her. You know, she is such a unique kid.
Yeah.
And she's a lot of fun. So yeah.
Nice. Happy. Love it. Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely see it, especially on TV. But Kevin, how about you? So we've seen your relationship with Bibi unfold, and now we see you with Ashley.
Yeah. I think the one advantage to going on the second show, I'm treating it with a lot less pressure. Because last time, you know, on my third one-on-one date, I'm looking at rings. You know what I mean? So this time it's like Ashley and I go on a one-on-one date. It's more of, can I see myself dating her in a few months in LA or in Toronto, or could I see myself doing something cool with her outside of the house? And the less pressure made it a lot more fun for everyone, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the nice thing about the spinoffs, if you will, of Bachelor, Bachelorette, is there's a lot less pressure, a lot less, I guess, finality to it, where they do kind of create these, even actually in Paradise and a little bit on Winter Games, they create like these very definitive timelines of, on by Tuesday, you have to know whether you want to continue to date this person or not. When in real life, you could have, you know, obviously a couple more time or some more time and a couple more conversations kind of revolving around that. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I think from what we've seen so far of you and Ashley, it seems to be going pretty well. And
yeah, I mean, it's fun because you take it day by day. And I know she opens up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Tells me a lot about her. I know she hasn't really been successful in the dating world. She kept saying, is this what most guys are like? You know, because I treat her with respect, and I think she's a great person. She's so funny, and I'm actually really excited that everyone gets to see this side of her.
Yeah.
I feel like Winter Games, from start to end, you'll see a new Ashley, and this is kind of the real Ashley. I did YouTube her.
Of course I did
after filming. What's the first thing you do is YouTube everybody in the house who you didn't really know much about, right?
Yeah.
And I watched her on Paradise. I watched her two on one date. Laughed pretty hard at that one.
Were you just like shocked?
I was, because it's not who I knew, and
there
it's funny.
So many tears.
And it's not who I met. It's seriously not who I met. And that was the cool part about it, was I feel like this show, start to finish, you'll get a new side of her.
I think that's a testament to you as a person too. It's funny because Courtney and Lily's relationship, it's like you guys are very, very similar to each other in a lot of ways. Like you're both very outrageous and outgoing and quirky, all that kind of stuff. And then Kevin and Ashley work so well together because you're like this rock for her, who's, you know, a little bit more emotionally, I guess, volatile and
unstable
out there.
I wasn't sure if you were going to use the word stable or what.
Unstable.
But it's kind of a contrast in the couples where they're very, very similar, Courtney and Lily, and then Ashley and Kevin work so well because they're kind of opposites.
So what about you and Leslie here?
Yeah.
What about your time in the house?
Yeah, Leslie and Maya's relationship. We just got done with our date last week. What did we do? We went sledding?
Yeah, we went tubing.
Tubing.
We went tubing, and I almost died going down a hill.
Yeah, that too. I guess the first couple of days we spent in Vermont was surprisingly pretty barren in terms of snow. There was no snow on the ground. All the snow was man-made for the most part. But fortunately, like 4 or 5 days into it, we got dumped on like 2 feet in a matter of days. That tubing date was before that snow came, and so there was a very distinct like tubing path that we had to go down. And there were these walls, like these berms built on either side, but they weren't tall enough for one of the times, and we almost lost this one into the trees.
Yeah, no, I think that actually airs on the promo. It shows like me going over the wall, and if you had not,
I did see that. That was you. Yeah,
I offered your life. I think I would be
amazing.
So we can chalk that up as Dean saved Leslie's life.
Sure did. I'll give you that one.
And how was that speed skate win? You earned that date by
by
killing it on the ice.
So
there.
What's funny, actually, and let me clear the air on this right now, is I heard the producers kind of conferring with each other that we're going to take the lowest people from each heat. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to purposefully lose the first heat so that way I can get in the final heat to win.
I wish I had heard.
It was all a farce. I was faking it the whole time. I'm actually an incredible speed skater.
Clearly by that biopack with the Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah. Again, all a farce. It was all my maniacal plan to get me in a situation where I could take Leslie on a date.
The real winner on the day was the Lycra bodysuits for everyone.
Oh, gosh.
Just amazing.
All right, well, Leslie, I'm going to turn the floor over to you to ask you the same question that Kevin and Courtney just answered.
Mm-hmm.
Why our relationship seems to be working so well?
Hours,
yours and mine.
What to give away and what to lead the audience on with.
And were you expecting to find
someone? Yeah, like have you been single for 5 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, was Dean just like, or yeah. I can't say that. I guess was meeting Dean just like.
Can we put earmuffs on this one? I don't know.
Everything you're going to say I already heard.
I know. So, gosh, I went on Bachelor Winter Games with a very open mind. And I really liked the fact that it was an international cast. And I kind of came away with it being like, maybe I will come off this show with a foreign boyfriend. Because I feel like that's what I've known for the past few years. I travel for a living and I'm all over the world all the time. And so the international cast thing really got me and really excited me. So here I am without
two episodes into Winter Games.
And so anyway, I guess my last relationship was, with a Puerto Rican, and he is very American, as Puerto Ricans are. I think that's a common misperception, but, misconception. But you know, they grow up learning a completely different language and they have their own culture. And so in a way, he seemed very foreign, and, I love that about him. And so when I went on Bachelor Winter Games, I thought maybe that would be a similar ending. But here we are, 2 episodes in, and I'm dating an American.
A whiter than white bread American.
And I'm glad I don't have to really worry about finding a way to make it work long distance and overseas, because I think that's probably pretty hard for some contestants like Courtney and Lily. Or even Ashley and Kevin, who, share a border. At the end of the day,
still a plane ride though, right?
Still 5 hour plane, like flight. Yeah,
yeah. Same.
Five and a half hours here. Yeah,
yeah. Same as Lily and I.
If you guys were to be together, if we want to see something to take into consideration as you begin to explore the idea of dating someone.
And that's actually something that I can even relate to my first time on, because my ex-fiance was a 5 hour flight away. So you know, if I start to date Ashley on TV and I want it to go past that, you have to consider it's still long distance. Right, and like you guys, if you guys were to date after this, how long a flight is it for New Zealand to?
Yeah, it's 5 hours. Yeah, so you're looking Sydney to Auckland.
Yeah, so it comes into you gotta consider that.
Absolutely, it's something that obviously you consider once you're on the show and you meet someone who is in a different country. But even coming into Winter Games, I didn't think to myself, "Hey, I'm going to meet someone and they're going to be on the other side of the world. We're going to have to try and make it work."
Oh, I did.
It just wasn't something. I didn't even cross my mind. I thought if I meet someone, then fantastic. I'm probably going to go home solo. But if I do meet someone, then I'll take those steps. Mm-hmm. But you travel a lot for work, Les.
I do. So I do travel a lot for work. I don't have a home. So that's why this could be a little complicated, and I guess in a way long distance. But I think 2018 is the year of the apartment, everyone, because I've been living out of a suitcase for 3 years. And I think it'll be nice to have a closet and a kitchen one day. I feel like I'm lacking basic adult skills at this point. Like, I don't know how to cut an onion, and that's not okay as a 30-year-old.
You're not missing much.
They've got these tools now where you just stick the onion in whole and you just close the little alligator teeth.
I hear about these zoodle makers. I really want a zoodle maker.
Just Postmates. All right.
So one way of meeting people that I'm sure all of you are familiar with, or at least have heard the name, is a little online dating website called eHarmony. Chances are you've run into it. You've heard of it before. If you are using dating apps and maybe struggling to find a meaningful match, someone that you really connect with on a deeper level besides just the pictures, and maybe you're just getting lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, random matches that don't turn into any dates, consider giving eHarmony a try. What's great about eHarmony is they'll take steps that other dating sites don't in order to find you a more compatible match. One thing that I like to say about it is it definitely is a way to take dating a little bit more seriously. If you really are looking to meet that someone that you're looking to have a meaningful, longer, maybe a lifetime connection with, eHarmony definitely seems to have the recipe figured out. They've helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. So stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around, like I said, with those online dating apps. But when you're ready to really fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love. And that's eHarmony. So come on, come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. Enter my code HELP at checkout. So go to eHarmony.com and enter my code HELP, H-E-L-P, at checkout. And you can really meet that one person that will bring you love and have kind of that compatibility with you that you've been looking for your entire life. And if you really are serious about jumping into a relationship and taking that next step in your life, eHarmony is the way to do it. So eHarmony.com and enter my code HELP at checkout.
I feel like Courtney and Kevin gave some great, beautiful answers about what makes their relationships work, and with Leslie, we really didn't get much there. Like, but up until
what about Dean?
Yeah, what about Dean?
Two episodes in, you're getting to know him. What about you guys together is making you excited?
Besides my face, what did you like about me?
Yeah,
whoa.
The eyes. Initially,
is there more to you than that?
Yeah, there's more to Dean than just the eyes. It goes way deeper than that, and I've always said that I needed to find somebody who is equally as adventurous as me, and he is that in a nutshell. I mean, I remember when we went on our tubing date, you were like, okay, here I go, and just flew down the mountain right before me. And I was like, hey, I'm right behind you. Here I come. And so I really love that.
I was trying to show off, I think, my tubing skills.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Can somebody have tubing skills?
See, Les, I feel like you are probably in one of the best spots because you don't have a home. So if you ever wanted to try something, it's just like for me personally, if I ever did want to live somewhere else, it's like a full career changer. Like everything would change in my life.
Firefighters are needed everywhere around the world, Kevin.
It is very hard to steal an American's job away from him before he's hired.
So you went back to a normal life after the show. That's like not as normal here. Are you still firefighting?
No, yeah, I'm still firefighting. Yeah, I worked. Yeah. I worked 2 days after we wrapped filming. I worked 24 hours and couldn't tell anybody what I was doing.
You just had to
like
come back and be like, I'm fine, guys.
I had a good vacation skiing.
I'm engaged.
With no pictures. Yeah. Like, I mean, last year I went off work for 2.5 months and didn't tell anybody where I went. I just did a bunch of shift trades, took all my holidays. I filled guys in with like non-disclosures. I made them sign and to go away. And yeah, I came back engaged.
But you couldn't tell anyone.
I couldn't tell anybody for four. See, different than here. We had 4 months before I was even announced after I proposed.
What?
Before I was even announced. So she was announced a few months before me. Oh, it ended up being 6 months before we were on the air.
I was engaged
and we were just flying back and forth and secretly hiding out. Yeah.
All right, everyone stop talking. Leslie's about to say nice things about me.
Sorry.
Okay, I guess one of my favorite things, besides the fact that Dean loves to travel and he's very adventurous, is how he treats other people. Because I think that he could talk to a doctor and a janitor all in one conversation and treat them the exact same. And I really love that and noticed that pretty early on, which drew me in more so than your blue eyes.
Aww. If only we had a doctor and a janitor on Winter Games to talk to, we could really put that to the test. One thing, to Leslie's point, I do like to, I guess, engage with everyone as much as I possibly can. And a great way to engage with other people, if you're maybe thinking about ways that you can make your friends happy, put a smile on your sister's face, your mom's face, your girlfriend's face, whoever it is to just shower them with gifts. And one of those ways you can do that is by going to ThredUp. And I don't know if you guys know what ThredUp is.
No, I don't.
It is basically...
clothing?
Yes, sir.
Whoa, nailed it.
Courtney nailed it on the head. It's basically an online thrift store. So you guys are familiar with... obviously, like the thrift stores where you can go and find like a diamond in the rough.
I love thrift stores.
But at thrift stores, what you have to do typically is sort through rack after rack after rack just to get like one cool thing.
Yeah.
But what ThredUp is an online thrift store. So basically, what you're able to do is set your filters, your sizes, your styles, all that kind of stuff, and you save all the time. You're still getting 90% off the retail price, and a lot of these items that you're going to be finding, right? It's crazy. A lot of these items you're going to be finding still have the tags on them. Every single one of them goes through a 12-point quality inspection process.
12 points?
12 points. Not one, not two, not 10, not 11, but 12. ensuring that every item's in like new condition. Again, a lot of them still have tags on them. Easton's wife was nice enough to write a handwritten thank you card.
That's right. Dean bought my wife a very nice denim jacket. It was a Theory jacket. It was brand new. It had the tags. It fits her perfectly.
She loves it.
And she became an instant Dean fan. She doesn't even watch The Bachelor. She's a huge Dean fan now.
I'll take any fan I can get right now because I am hemorrhaging them like no one can believe.
And it was only $2, right, Dean?
It wasn't quite $2. It was $2 marked down from $200. That's what ThredUp can do for you.
Yeah, what's the app? I'm downloading it right now.
It's ThredUp. So T-H-R-E-D up. Well, is the app.
Thread me up. So bad. I'm online.
just go on the website, ThreadUp.com. It's ThreadUp.com. If you go to ThreadUp.com/Dean, you'll get an extra 30% off those already up to 90% off retail prices. That's ThreadUp.com, ThreadUp.com/Dean, D-E-A-N.
I have one last question for probably all of you. Were any of you nervous about going back on TV? And like you had just been engaged, you broke up with someone because you didn't like them.
Guilty?
I mean, I guess similar for Leslie. She couldn't say I love you. I mean, you had been torn apart on Paradise.
Torn apart or tore people apart?
Well, all the above. fans tore them apart. Like, were you guys nervous about going back out there and putting yourselves on TV again?
Yes. Yes. And I think because the American audience is so much more fanatical than the Australian audience.
We're very
audience.
Committed.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So committed. You have your own nation dedicated to this franchise, which is insane. In Australia, you know, it's one of the highest rating TV shows and we only get like 600,000 people watch it. So you don't have to walk down the street and people go, oh, can I get a selfie with you? So yeah, a little bit nervous, I suppose, doing something like this in another country. Obviously open to falling in love, really wanting to, and pass the mic to Kevin.
I was not nervous this time. I was really excited. I remember getting home last time and I didn't turn my phone on for 3 days after. And then when I did, I actually turned it back off for 2 more days.
When I got home. Bachelorette?
Yeah. Okay. Cause it's kind of nice to be disconnected and just in the moment with people. There's a few times where we like cook dinner in the house in Vermont, where somebody would just pipe up and say, isn't it crazy? Nobody's looking at their phones and we're all talking about families and like
the best.
And also, we have so many interview times with producers, and I connected with 2 really good producers this season where I just got to go in there and it was my therapy. And I go to therapy pretty often at home, like probably twice a week.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the best. So this was even better because I got like 2 hours of therapy per day. So I was actually
free.
Really
You're getting paid for it.
I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid to do therapy. So I was actually really excited.
Okay, you've made it.
Yeah. And when I got home, you feel good after. So I was actually excited. Yeah. Next.
Yeah, I kind of mirror what Kevin said. I wasn't nervous this time around. And it's a nice thing to be able to put the phone down. I'm on my phone too much, all over the world, posting Instagram stories and social media posts and blog posts and writing and just way too much on electronics. So it was nice to put that down and kind of step away from every single responsibility in life, I think, that you can step away from. Like, you have no phone, no computer, no bills to pay, nothing. You can't do much.
So, like, how do we all sign up for this then?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's actually really nice. And so then when you get your phone back at the end of filming, it's like almost like a culture shock.
Do you have like hundreds of text messages?
Yeah. It's overwhelming. It's super overwhelming.
For me personally, there was zero nerves involved in this one just because I had been through so much, both on the first one, such a positive experience, the next one, such a negative experience. So I feel like I'd already been through the ringer. And it's funny too because this is coming from someone who would blow off class in college because I was terrified to give like a group presentation in front of the entire class of 20 people. And now here we are on a TV show. It's being presented to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
Millions.
Yeah. And so it's just funny. Like I hate to say this, but once you do it enough times, I mean, I did 3 shows this year and Leslie never lets me hear the end of that. It's like you get to this level of comfortability, but then there's also like this bit that fights back too. I noticed myself at Winter Games. I was like, it's kind of being a jerk in the interviews process sometimes. Like, I know what you want out of me, and I'm not like, you're more aware of the process, which means you're less willing to like open up, I guess, in certain ways, because you've already opened up so much in the past. And there's just so many things that kind of change. Like, you can't do 20 reality TV shows because it's like the genuineness and the authenticity of like the first two is really what the people like to see. But no, they weren't really nerves. I guess same to Kevin, like going into this one, it was fun to be able to kind of like just hang out with a bunch of friends. But anyways, thank you guys so much for coming into studio today.
Thanks, buddy.
Again, if you haven't been watching Bachelor Winter Games, we're 2 episodes in. We only have 2 episodes left. Be sure to tune in tonight, February 20th, 8 p.m. Thursday is the finale. It probably is going to be 3 hours. I think we're going to have the 1 hour reunion afterwards.
Yeah,
so,
looking forward to that.
That's right.
Yeah, Thursday, 7 or 8 p.m. Just be sure to set your DVR, all that kind of stuff. And let us know your guys' thoughts, I guess. So
thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing. I wish I could have you in studio every single week. Right. Again, that's Courtney, Kevin, and Leslie. Courtney, if you want to plug your medical wristband company one more time.
Oh, well, thank you very much. If you've got a kid with asthma, allergies, anaphylaxis, epilepsy, diabetes, and perhaps you want them notified in childcare, head to freemedicalwristbands.com, giving away for free.
/Dean for 15% off.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. You can't get 15% off nothing. It's free anyways. Yeah. Kevin, if you want to, do you want to plug something?
No, I'm good.
Leslie has an amazing blog. I don't know if, I'm sure you guys all follow on Instagram because everyone follows on Instagram, but The Road Less Traveled, that's The Road Less Traveled with 1S.com. Amazing website. She travels all over the world, and she is pretty good at the camera. Be sure to check it out. Thank you guys all so much. We're excited to see how the show continues to go.
Follow Help, I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.